wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see.
This is the Grace and Truth program. And now we continue these messages of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman, and the song evangelist, Stan Carey. The boast of earth's greatest man. From Adam, the first man, to this present day, there have risen men of renown and greatness as weighed in the scales of man's valuation. One had even that attached to his name, Alexander the Great. Some were great as rulers, and some as conquerors, and some became famous by their discoveries. But of all the sons of men in all centuries, I would mark out one man who far excelled them all. He was Paul, the servant of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I believe that no mere man has left such an influence on the world of men for the 2,000 years of human history since Paul lived. Time forbids that I tell of all the experiences and miracles of his life as he so closely followed his Lord and became the obedient servant of God the Holy Spirit, so that the Holy Spirit controlled and empowered him to do the impossible again and again. But if nothing else made Paul the most influential human for man's good, it was that the Holy Spirit used Paul to write nearly one half of the New Testament scriptures, besides one book that gives his life's history. And none can dispute this, that New Testament has done more to influence men the world over for God's glory and man's blessing than anything that ever was on this planet of earth. So let us contact Paul as the man who reached the top place, and ask him one question. Paul, you doubtless have so much to glory in above the rest of us, but what is your greatest glory that exceeds all the others? Without a moment's hesitation, and with a positive voice, he would say, God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world, with all its pomp and glory, is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. My glory and boast is not in myself, but in my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for he is God, and I am only man. And my glory is not in anything that I have done, for all that I have accomplished in all my life, all of it together, is as nothing to that one great work the man Christ Jesus did in just 3 hours, and he did it when nailed hands and feet to a criminal's cross. We are puzzled. What a strange boast. It just doesn't make sense to think of anyone boasting in a criminal and in his awful death of shame, as despised and rejected of men, the high and the low, the religious and the governors, the educated and the ignorant, and the princes of this world had their part in crucifying him. One would think that if Jesus had any friends, they would be ashamed to even acknowledge that he died as a criminal on a cross. But the puzzle intensifies when they themselves preach their Jesus and how he died. So we seek Paul to help us understand this. He tells us that Jesus is the Son of God, who came down from heaven to save lost sinners. To save them, he had to die for their sins. His death was not an accident, but in his death, he once and for all finished the work of salvation in behalf of lost men. This work was even greater than when, as God, he had created heaven and earth and all therein. And that blood of his cross was his life laid down by him in sacrifice for us. Thus, it had power to atone for our sins before God and to cleanse and save us. And that same Jesus, who thus died that we might live, arose out of death and ascended back into heaven, where God enthroned him as Lord of all. Then Paul would declare, I have been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. At this point, does not some enlightened soul, drawn by the Father to that blessed Son of God, say, Preacher, I have heard those wonderful words, the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me, and I would give a fortune if I could say those words to myself. Please help me. I will. Not everybody, but only certain ones can honestly use those words. Who? Paul first said, I have been crucified with Christ. That means that I was the criminal. That death of God's judgment I deserve. That cross was my cross. But in wonder and in faith, I see the Son of God take my place, bear my sins, and die in my stead. Then, that faith in the Son of God as my substitute Savior opens my eyes as in wonder I confess, Lord Jesus, thou art the Son of God who loved me and gave thyself for me. Neighbor, I'm telling you, for I know, from that hour you will love and adore the Lord Jesus Christ, and his cross will be your only boast and glory, for there the Lord Jesus took your place because he loved you and gave himself for you. And you will know that you are so inseparably linked to Jesus Christ. It will be as it was with Paul. Christ liveth in me. As you live with him and for him. Amen. This is another message of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman.
I stand before the cross of Christ, the Savior crucified, and love repeats in whisper low, 'twas in my place he died. My place was there upon the cross, and mine the sinner's endless loss. He took my place, the crucified, for me he died. Mighty love, I stand without a plea, but when his justice marks my guilt, I cry, he died for me. He took my place, my soul is free. The price has all been paid. On him that day upon the tree, my guilt and sins were laid. My place was there upon the cross, and mine the sinner's endless loss. He took my place, the crucified, for me he died, the Savior died.
thy precious blood I shed, that thou mightst ransomed be and quickened from the dead. I gave my life for thee. What hast thou given for me? I gave my life for thee. What hast thou given for me? I suffered much for thee, more than thy tongue can tell, of bitterest agony to rescue thee from hell. I've borne it all for thee. What hast thou borne for me? I've borne it all for thee.